produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It is great to be back with you once again. And as usual, it's been another incredible week. This past edition of Power Up Your Family, we talked about faith versus fear. And needless to say, we've seen an awful lot happen that can cause fear amongst even the bravest in our society. As we deal with this pandemic, this coronavirus, it's spreading throughout the world and not just infecting people, but actually causing serious health problems. And significantly, many, many have died. So we are in perilous times, and obviously our faith is being tested. And so as we have our program for this edition, I would like to talk about how we as individuals and as families can improve our faith, strengthen our solidarity, and to have hope for the future. What are some of the things that we can do that are proactive and that will allow us to accomplish this? Well, obviously, as we draw closer to our Father in heaven and rely on Him and have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, we will have the greatest resource that's available to gain that strength, to have that courage, to have that hope that we all need at this particular time. We've just concluded over this past weekend on Saturday and Sunday, April 4th and 5th, 2020, the annual general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where we have heard the prophet of God and apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ share wonderful messages and their testimonies of the divinity of Christ and His love for each of us and the power that comes from God through faith. Our prophet, Russell M. Nelson, the man who is 95 years old, if you can believe that, going strong, very, very dynamic individual, has encouraged all of us throughout, not just as members of the church, but for the whole world, to unite together on Good Friday, this coming Friday, April the 10th, in a global fast on behalf of everyone affected by this pandemic for COVID-19 relief. Now, coupled with fasting is prayer, of course. But let me just share a sentence here from President Russell M. Nelson's direction with regard to a worldwide fast. Quote, "Let us unite in pleading for healing throughout the world. Good Friday would be the perfect day to have our Heavenly Father and His Son hear us. Let us prayerfully plead that the present pandemic may be controlled, caregivers protected, the economy strengthened, and life normalized." Let me repeat that. Let us unite in pleading for healing throughout the world. Good Friday would be the perfect day to have our Heavenly Father and His Son hear us. Let us prayerfully plead that the present pandemic may be controlled, caregivers protected, the economy strengthened, and life normalized. As we ponder on this direction from a prophet of God, as we recognize this current week as the Holy Week, Sunday past just reminding us of Palm Sunday and the triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus Christ, with throngs of people laying down palms and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna." Oh, what a few days difference in that history of the Savior and his entry into Jerusalem. From the triumphant entry on Palm Sunday to the events 5 days later on what we call Good Friday. Growing up, I was always a little perplexed by that date or that term, Good Friday, for I recognized that for Jesus Christ, who suffered, who bled and died on that day, that certainly must not have been a good day for him in terms of his personal well-being. But oh, what a miracle was wrought when the Son of God took upon himself the sins of all mankind, all of our sins, all of our pains, all of our afflictions, all of our mental distress, emotional roller coasters. He took upon himself all of this. It's incumbent upon each of us to be reminded of that during this particular season, that no matter how difficult our current circumstance might be, the Savior has endured all of that on our behalf. And so, as someone once coined the phrase, let go and let God. Let us be mindful that through fasting and prayer, we can draw closer to our Father in heaven and develop a stronger relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ. I testify to you that I know this to be a true principle. As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for now going on 45 years, it has been a custom that we have within our faith to have a monthly time for fasting and prayer. Typically on the first Sunday of the month, we go without food and water or drink for a period of 24 hours or at least for two meals on the first Sunday of the month. And during that time, we fast, but we do it with prayerful purpose. One of our presidents of the church, Gordon B. Hinckley, said that if we fast without a prayerful purpose, we're really just going hungry. So on this Good Friday, April the 10th, we invite all that are able to hear this message and who are aware to join us in a global fast for the welfare of our world and for our nation, for the protection of our healthcare providers, for the protection of the everyday citizen, for the protection of individuals and families from this pandemic. Now, what is the purpose of fasting and prayer? Why is it significant? You know, one of the things that I've learned as I have experienced fasting over the last several years is that by denying myself of food and drink, I'm not as caught up in the material things of the world. That self-sacrifice allows me to be humbled and to be more in tune with the Spirit of God. And as we join with others in fasting and prayer this week, may we be mindful of some concepts that might be helpful. What should we be praying about? As I came across this post from a Facebook friend a few days ago, let me share with you this message that he shared. He says, "In my church, once a month we fast and pray. Generally speaking, each person prays for whatever is on their heart. On occasion, a congregation or all the congregations in an area will fast and pray for the same thing. In this time of crisis, our church leaders have asked all the members of the church and everyone who is able all over the world to fast and pray together. I invite all of you that read this or hear this to fast and pray with me and do so in unity. We are praying to bless and inspire our secular and spiritual leaders throughout the world to protect their people and find solutions. We pray for all who have suffered physically, emotionally, economically at the hands of this crisis, and for them to be blessed. We pray that hearts will be softened and that people will turn to the Lord and have faith in Christ. We pray for those struggling spiritually during this time to overcome their fear and anxiety. We pray for us to know who needs help and for us to minister to those in need. We pray for increased understanding and personal revelation for what the Lord would have us do. As Christians, we have a unique opportunity to live out our faith. While the world fears and trembles, we have no need, for we know who is King and Lord, and we know the end. Have faith and fear not. May the peace of Christ be upon you. I'm reminded in Scripture that when the apostles came to the Savior with a young man who had been possessed, and they had not been able to cast out the demon, they asked the Savior why they had not been able to do so. And in Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." Now, when I was growing up, I remember my dad bought a little packet of mustard seeds. And I remember looking at an individual mustard seed and thinking just how tiny that was, and trying to relate that to this scripture about how just a particle of faith can be so powerful. Now, of course, as a child, I was a little bit puzzled. Why in the world would I want to say unto yonder mountain, be removed? What would be the point of having trees and soil and grass and dirt and rock being moved? Well, as I've gained some perspective in life and grown a little older, I have found this to be a very revelatory scripture that has great power. And there's some significant wording that is in this scripture. And as I have counseled with many individuals over the years, I have found that this illustrates a very powerful way in which individuals can overcome adversity. In the scriptures, we remember how in the creation of the world, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In other words, God literally spoke out loud those words, "Let there be light." Now, I would subscribe or submit to you that typically when we face adversity, whether it's a financial problem, a health problem, marital issue, this pandemic, whatever it might be, we ponder on it, we think about it, we might even pray about it. We might talk about it with others. But what is significant in this scripture is that the mountain for us is that challenge that we're facing. And how do we eliminate that challenge? Well, in this scripture, the Savior made it very clear. We speak out loud. We say the words, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. So in other words, if we're dealing with a health issue, we should speak out loud, directing our comment, our statement to it. Let's say we're having an issue with cancer, for example. Hopefully not. Well, let's just say that's the issue. My understanding of this, and from what I've read and heard from others, we should out loud say to the cancer, be ye removed out of my body and go yonder place. Be gone with you. We speak to it. And in the faith and in the power of the spoken word, we can vanquish the enemy, the adversary, the mountain. So I would testify to each of you as you're listening to this message that in this pandemic, this coronavirus difficulty that we're going through, speak to that virus. Say, be gone, be removed, do not enter my home, do not enter my body, do not affect my family, my friends, my neighborhood, my community, my city, my state, my nation, my world. Be gone, coronavirus. Remove yourself from everyone and everything. If we will exercise a particle of faith, even as unto a grain of mustard seed, we can vanquish this foe. And I plead with you to ponder these words and to diligently pray and fast and do so with real intent and with a sincere heart and muster up every fiber of faith that you have in your soul. We might unitedly vanquish this horrible virus. As we fast and pray, we may have other issues in our life that we want to address. I would encourage you to do so. You may have a family member who is having difficulties. Pray on their behalf. A friend, pray on their behalf. You personally may have some issue. Pray on your own behalf. But especially pray for your family. Name your family members by name and pray for them by name, asking Heavenly Father to address their specific challenge or issue. Fast, pray, be humble, be diligent, be sincere. It is a great privilege to be able to communicate with Heavenly Father. And as we do so, we're following tradition that is found all throughout the Bible about fasting in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Fasting is mentioned 50 different times. So fasting is biblical. The Old Testament is often a way of expressing grief or a means of humbling oneself before the Lord. In Psalm 35:13, David humbled himself with fasting. In the New Testament, it means to grow closer to God through meditating and focusing on Him. In Matthew 4, verses 1 and 2, Jesus went to the wilderness to fast for 40 days. Imagine that. The Savior Himself fasted for 40 days. And in that weakened condition, immediately was approached by the devil, by Lucifer, and tempted three specific times. But the Lord had gained strength from God, was able to resist that temptation. Now, we're also reminded in Matthew 6, 16 through 18, that we aren't to look somber while fasting, so that it's not necessarily obvious to others that we're fasting. Throughout the New Testament, fasting and prayer are often mentioned together. In Acts they had fasted and prayed. In Luke, a widow worshiped day and night, fasting and praying. So for the example of Jesus and the early church believers, we too can draw near to God while fasting. Number one, fasting and prayer can help us hear from God. Number two, fasting and prayer can reveal our hidden sin. Number three, fasting and prayer can strengthen intimacy with God. Number four, fasting and prayer can teach us to pray with right motives. Number five, fasting and prayer can build our faith. Not only does fasting and prayer help us focus on God, but through that time, it brings us closer to Him and it changes our hearts. When we fast and pray, we're taking time away from a meal or an activity to devote our entire being to focus on Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. By doing this, we find that we're more sensitive to the voice of God and more attuned to hearing what He has to reveal to us. Gently, God whispers in our mind what were we really thinking at the time of our sin? What was our true intent was and who we are. And then, like a light turned on in a pitch black room, we see it. We did not mean harm. We were manipulative. Even though our recognition makes us want to hide our face, our loving Savior lifts our chin to look into His forgiving eyes as we repent. We no longer want to hide, but praise and worship the very one who confronted our wrong. So fasting and prayer can help us overcome our transgressions and our sins. So as we abstain from food and drink during this time of fasting and prayer, just be mindful of your health circumstance. Some may not be able to fast completely of having no food or drink for a period of 24 hours or for two full meals. What I have recommended to many who have health issues or low blood sugar problems is if you have to consume food, your fast, kind of like with our Catholic friends, maybe is more like a Lent where we give up a certain item. It's our favorite. Maybe it's a chocolate candy bar or a fried chicken leg or whatever it might be, that we restrain and reduce our intake of food to what is absolutely essential for our health and well-being. But we make a sacrifice of some kind. So in process of fasting and prayer, it is my hope and prayer that each of us will heed the counsel of a prophet of God, that each of us will be mindful of the opportunity that we have to draw closer to our Father in heaven, to renew and strengthen our relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, and to have the faith, the stamina, the strength, and the courage to overcome the adversary and to overcome this pandemic. That is my hope and that is my prayer. May each of you be blessed in the week ahead. May you be protected, and may you have faith and hope. Is my humble prayer and testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.